Hey, flight crew. It's been a little bit since I've done one of these. I wanted to give you a quick message for all of you that are remaining. I've DM'd a couple individually because of specific circumstances, but I want to talk to the rest of you. And hopefully you'll all hear this. I'm going to make sure I ping everyone in our locker room. If you are still there and you're undrafted, listen very carefully. There's, in my mind, there is zero downside to signing a supplemental contract at virtually any position that a team might ask. And here's why. If you don't understand it, it doesn't hurt you. I'm gonna pick one of our players. Not to pick on him, but just to give you an example. I'm gonna talk about Doug. All right, Doug Britton, what our receiver. Doug, if Doug has his heart set on playing wide receiver, that's no problem. He can do that. But let's imagine that one of these teams, London. Let's look at a team like London, okay? London wants to sign a defensive tackle. I believe a fullback. I don't remember what the other one is. Maybe a tight end. You'd be like the second tight end. It doesn't matter. Let's look at defensive tackle. Period. Doug wants to be a wide receiver. All right, keep that in mind. You can insert your position in there and say it can be Laura at running back. Maybe Laura wants to be running back. Anything, but we're talking about Doug to try to keep it simple. Doug wants to be a wide receiver. That's the dream. Want to be a wide receiver. And maybe Doug's thinking about opting out and banking value, staying in the minors, so that next year he comes in with even higher value. He can do that. Perfectly legitimate. I'm not going to think less of anyone who does. I understand. But here's why I say there's no downside. If Doug gets an opportunity to play defensive tackle, for example, he can do that. He'll have a whole season as a pro player while playing that position and progressing. He can continue to bank value for Doug Britton, the wide receiver. Okay? Well, then at the end of the season, he's got two choices. He can re-sign or sign with another team. Maybe he just loved playing defensive tackle for some reason. And if he wants, he can re-sign or sign with another team as a defensive tackle. If he does, now he's a defensive tackle. And there's a notification. Sorry about that. Now he's a defensive tackle for good. The only way to do something else is to either transition, the transitions that can be done, or to retire his defensive tackle. That's only something he's going to do if he really, really loves this position. Maybe he wasn't thinking about it. All right? Or, let's say Doug still really wants to be Doug Britton, the wide receiver. Well, now, when free agency comes around, Doug can say, I am a free agent at wide receiver. And he can use all of the value that he has banked on his wide receiver. So he's been banking check-ins all season long at wide receiver. And he's a decent value wide receiver. He's in pretty good shape. Then he'll sign with the team as a wide receiver, and his career continues as Doug Britton, the wide receiver. So that's why I say there's no downside. The only possible downside is if he really wants to be in the draft in the top three rounds or something like that, like you saw, you know, it's like they're going to treat the supplemental with the same pomp and circumstance as they did the first four rounds. So it's not going to feel any different. It's not going to look any different. It's still going to be fun. Here's another piece of the puzzle to think about. Let's say that, and I saw some teams that are asking for wide receivers. And again, I'm using Doug as an example. I saw some teams that are still looking for wide receivers in the supplemental draft. Well, if, make sure you hear the if that team has given, let's take a hypothetical team, Jacksonville. Now, I don't think this applies to Jacksonville. I don't think Jacksonville has the cap base, but they might. They might. But let's say Jacksonville has given all of their players, including their drafted players, thus far, the maximum value they can give them, and they still have cap space. Well, now, rather than signing Doug as a wide receiver at a base copper level, which would be lower than what he had, than he would get if he had gotten drafted in the normal round, they can put some of that extra cap space to Doug's player and might possibly even have him where he would have been. I'll give you an example, a concrete example. Lone Star has given all of our players maximum contracts, the max value that we could give them, based on what they'd earned, whatever. We also gave all of our draft picks the max value that we could give them based on their check-in value. Okay? We're still going to have enough cap space that the three positions, the three players that we take in the supplemental, will all get max, or not max, base silver contracts, which is as high as any rookie can be signed for. I want to make sure you understand that. I don't know how many teams have played the salary cap that well. We didn't set out to do that. We weren't trying to say, hey, let's do this so that we can sign all of our supplementals at max at base silver contracts. It just happened. We went after the guys we wanted, the people we wanted, and once we started looking at the contracts, we realized where we were sitting. We changed up our draft plan a little bit, and said, for example, running back, and we said we're gonna do this with our supplemental picks. I think there's at least a couple of teams that can do this, so whatever. So let's imagine, I'm rambling a little too bit, too much. I hope this doesn't screw this up for you. So let's go back to my example. Let's say, I'm pretty sure Jacksonville said they've got an opening at wide receiver. It might have been Louisiana. It doesn't matter. Let's say one of those two teams has enough cap space. They can give Doug a silver contract at wide receiver if they decide to take him. Well, guess what? Doug couldn't sign a higher contract than that anyway. Okay? And so he's actually no worse off, possibly better off than he would have been. If, for example, he'd gotten drafted by a team that didn't have the cap space to do that. Okay? So I want to be clear. To my mind, the only downside to being part of the supplemental draft is if you just dead set, you want to be drafted in the first three rounds or whatever next season. You want to go through all that. If that's the case, I understand it. No, let me back up. I don't understand it, but I can respect it. It's your decision to make. That's the only downside, and it's a pretty small one in my mind. There's no downside at all, because once again, you can go all season. I'm going to go back to my example. I'm going to say it a second time just to make sure everybody gets it. You, Doug Britton, my example, he's been a wide receiver all season. Let's imagine Doug wants to be a wide receiver, but somebody comes and says, hey, we really need a defensive tackle. Maybe he thinks, you know what, this team seems like a bunch of nice guys. It'd be fun to be in the locker room with them for a season. Hey, maybe he's looking at them and he thinks they're a contender. Maybe Atlanta says, hey, or maybe Sioux Falls said, and I can tell you Sioux Falls isn't going to have any cap space to be any more than a copper. But so what? Because you're still banking value. You're still participating. You still, and I think Sioux Falls could be one of the contenders for a championship. You're still doing all of that stuff. You've got a chance to be a playoff team and contend. All right? No downside. So Sioux Falls maybe comes to Doug and says, we want another defensive tackle. Please consider signing with us as a defensive tackle. We understand at the end of the season you may want to go elsewhere and be a wide receiver, but we're making a championship run. We'd like to have you as a defensive tackle for the season. Doug can do that. He has not lost his player, Doug Britton. And next season, he'll be a valuable free agent at wide receiver if he chooses. Okay? You're not going to hurt yourself. You're not going to hurt yourself. The only people, possibly, that I think maybe shouldn't do it are guys that are just, a couple of the quarterback guys that are just dead set. They want to be a quarterback. They want to make sure it happens, and they want to be drafted as a quarterback next season. That's basically at this point. That's Cameron Curtis, and maybe JQ, maybe Spencer Gordon. None of you guys. Okay. So, if I rambled too much and didn't make sense, please get a hold of me. I'll be happy to walk through it with you. I haven't had much sleep tonight. It was a rough night. And so if I don't get back to you right away, I will. But I want you guys to have a good experience. I want you guys to get everything you can out of this. And that's why I'm trying to encourage you on this part. I don't think there's a downside to going in the supplemental draft. Okay? Hang in there. Either way, it's going to work out. You all deserve spots. But go out and sell yourself. If you're going to do that, If you have to talk to other teams. You have to reach out and say, hey, I'm here. I mean, you know, be upfront. Tell them what you're interested in. You know what you look. You know what you want to do. Look in player openings. A lot of teams have posted things in the player openings. So look in there, but reach out, sell yourself. You'll find a place. Okay, there's too many people for you not to just sit back and just try to hope it happens. You have to sell yourself. All right? Good luck, people. I'm pulling for all of you.